2 Kings 20 through 2 Kings 22:2. In those days, Hezekiah became mortally ill, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came to him and said to him, "This is what the Lord says, set your house in order, for you are going to die, and not live." Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, "Please, Lord, just remember how I have walked before you wholeheartedly and in truth, and have done what is good in your sight." And Hezekiah wept profusely. And even before Isaiah had left the middle courtyard, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Return, and say to Hezekiah, the leader of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Behold, I am going to heal you. On the third day you shall go up to the house of the Lord, and I will add 15 years to your life. And I will save you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will protect this city for my own sake, and for my servant David's sake." Then Isaiah said, "Take a cake of figs." And they took it and placed it on the inflamed spot, and he recovered. Now Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "What will be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I will go up to the house of the Lord on the third day?" Isaiah said, "This shall be the sign to you from the Lord. The Lord will perform the word that he has spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 steps or go back 10 steps? So Hezekiah said, "It is easy for the shadow to decline 10 steps. No, but have the shadow turn backward 10 steps. Then Isaiah the prophet called out to the Lord, and he brought the shadow on the stairway back 10 steps, by which it had gone down on the stairway of Ahaz. At that time, Berodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a gift to Hezekiah, because he heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah listened to them, and showed them all his treasure house, the silver, the gold, the balsam oil, the scented oil, the house of his armor, and everything that was found in his treasuries. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his realm, that Hezekiah did not show them. Then Isaiah the prophet came to King Hezekiah, and said to him, "What did these men say? And from where have they come to you?" And Hezekiah said, "They have come from a far country, from Babylon." Isaiah said, "What have they seen in your house?" So Hezekiah answered, "They have seen everything that is in my house. There is nothing among my treasuries that I have not shown them." Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days are coming when everything that is in your house and what your fathers have stored up to this day will be carried to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord. And some of your sons who will come from you, whom you will father, will be taken away, and they will become officials in the palace of the king of Babylon." Then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "The word of the Lord which you have spoken is good." For he thought, "Is it not good if there will be peace and security in my days?" Now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and all his might, and how he constructed the pool and the conduit and brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? So Hezekiah lay down with his fathers, and his son Manasseh became king in his place. Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 55 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Hephzibah. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, in accordance with the abominations of the nations whom the Lord dispossessed before the sons of Israel. For he rebuilt the high places which his father Hezekiah had destroyed, and he erected altars for Baal, and made an Asherah, just as Ahab, king of Israel, had done, and he worshipped all the heavenly lights and served them. And he built altars in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord had said, "In Jerusalem I will put my name." He built altars for all the heavenly lights in the 2 courtyards of the house of the Lord, and he made his son pass through the fire, interpreted signs, practiced divination, and used mediums and spiritists. He did great evil in the sight of the Lord, provoking him to anger. Then he put the carved image of Asherah that he had made in the house of which the Lord had said to David and to his son Solomon, "In this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen from all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. And I will not make the feet of Israel wander any more from the land which I gave their fathers, if only they will take care to act in accordance with everything that I have commanded them, and with all the law that my servant Moses commanded them." But they did not listen, and Manasseh encouraged them to do evil, more than the nations whom the Lord eliminated from the presence of the sons of Israel. Now the Lord spoke through his servants the prophets, saying, "Since Manasseh king of Judah has committed these abominations, having done more evil than all that the Amorites did who were before him, and has also misled Judah into sin with his idols, therefore this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Behold, I am bringing such a disaster on Jerusalem and Judah, that whoever hears about it, both of his ears will ring. I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria, and the plummet of the house of Ahab, and I will wipe Jerusalem clean, just as one wipes a bowl, wiping it and turning it upside down. And I will abandon the remnant of my inheritance, and hand them over to their enemies, and they will become as plunder and spoils to all their enemies, because they have done evil in my sight, and have been provoking me to anger since the day their fathers came from Egypt even to this day." Furthermore, Manasseh shed very much innocent blood until he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another, besides his sin into which he misled Judah, in doing evil in the sight of the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh and all that he did, and his sin which he committed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Manasseh lay down with his fathers, and was buried in the garden of his own house, in the garden of Uzzah, and his son Amon became king in his place. Amon was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 2 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Meshulameth, the daughter of Haruz of Jotbah. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, just as his father Manasseh had done, for he walked entirely in the way that his father had walked, and served the idols that his father had served, and worshipped them. So he abandoned the Lord, the God of his fathers, and did not walk in the way of the Lord. And the servants of Ammon conspired against him, and killed the king in his own house. Then the people of the land killed all those who had conspired against King Ammon, and the people of the land made his son Josiah king in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Ammon, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? He was buried in his grave in the garden of Uzzah, and his son Josiah became king in his place. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 31 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jedidah, the daughter of Adiah of Bozkath. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked entirely in the way of his father David, and did not turn aside to the right or to the left. Matthew 1. The record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham fathered Isaac, Isaac fathered Jacob, and Jacob fathered Judah and his brothers. Judah fathered Perez, and Zerah by Tamar. Perez fathered Hezron. Hezron fathered Ram. Ram fathered Amminadab. Amminadab fathered Nashon. And Nashon fathered Salmon. And Salmon fathered Boaz by Rahab. Boaz fathered Obed by Ruth. And Obed fathered Jesse. Jesse fathered David, the king. David fathered Solomon, by her who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon fathered Rehoboam. Rehoboam fathered Abijah. And Abijah fathered Asa. Asa fathered Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat fathered Joram. And Joram fathered Uzziah. Uzziah fathered Jotham. Jotham fathered Ahaz. Ahaz fathered Hezekiah. Hezekiah fathered Manasseh. Manasseh fathered Ammon. Ammon fathered Josiah. Josiah fathered Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the deportation to Babylon. After the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah fathered Shealtiel, and Shealtiel fathered Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel fathered Abihud. Abihud fathered Eliakim, and Eliakim fathered Azor. Azor fathered Zadok. Zadok fathered Akim. Akim fathered Eliud. Eliud fathered Eleazar. Eleazar fathered Mathan, and Mathan fathered Jacob. Jacob fathered Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah. So all the generations of Abraham to David are 14 generations, from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation to Babylon to the Messiah, 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit. And her husband, Joseph, since he was a righteous man, and did not want to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he had thought this over, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you shall name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place so that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet would be fulfilled. Behold, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And Joseph awoke from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he named him Jesus. Acts 1. The first account I composed, Theophilus, about all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after he had given orders by the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To these he also presented himself alive after his suffering, by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of things regarding the kingdom of God. Gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but wait for what the Father had promised, which, he had said, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit, not many days from now. So when they had come together, they began asking him, saying, Lord, is it at this time that you are restoring the kingdom to Israel? But he said to them, it is not for you to know the periods of time or appointed times which the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and as far as the remotest part of the earth. And after he had said these things, he was lifted up while they were watching, and a cloud took him up out of their sight. And as they were gazing intently into the sky while he was going, then behold, two men in white clothing stood beside them, and they said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus, who had been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you have watched him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mountain called Olivet, which was near Jerusalem, a Sabbath's day journey away. When they had entered the city, they went up to the upstairs room where they were staying, that is, Peter, John, James, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All these were continually devoting themselves with one mind to prayer, along with the women, and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. At this time Peter stood up among the brothers and sisters, a group of about 120 people was there together, and said, Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit foretold by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus, for he was counted among us and received his share in this ministry. Now this man required a field with the price of his wickedness, and, falling headlong, he burst open in the middle and all his intestines gushed out. And it became known to all the residents of Jerusalem, As a result, that field was called Hekeldama, in their own language, that is, Field of Blood, for it is written in the Book of Psalms, "May his residence be desolate, and may there be none living in it, and may another take his office." Therefore, it is necessary that of the men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning with the baptism of John until the day that he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. So they put forward two men, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all people, show which one of these two you have chosen, to occupy this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they drew lots for them, and the lot fell to Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. Proverbs 1:1-7. The Proverbs of Solomon the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to discern the sayings of understanding, to receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and integrity, to give prudence to the naive, to the youth knowledge and discretion. A wise person will hear an increase in learning, and a person of understanding will acquire wise counsel. To understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Psalm 1. Blessed is the person who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.